Today's shiur in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Beis Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth and final volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are getting very, very close to the end. We're going to finish off today, Mirtz Hashem, Tof Reish Tzadi Hei, which leads us to the final two simonim in all of Shulchan Aruch Orech Chaim. And there's a tremendous amount of Dershu footnotes again today. We'll see, Mirtz Hashem, we're just going to try to finish off Tof Reish Tzadi Hei and see how far we get. So Siv Dalet, the Mechaber tells us yesterday, we started on Kuf Samach Aleph Omud Beis with Siv Dalet, Chai Lishloch, L'chavei R'shtei Manus, Boser, Oshel Shtei Minei Acholim. Person has an obligation to send Shalach Monos, Mishloch Monos, Ish L'Reyeyu, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar, Mishloch Monos, Ish L'Reyeyu. So we had done Siv Kotn Yud Ches yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, and now we go to Siv Kotn Yud Tes. It says you have to send mine acholim, types of food. V'lo begodim, the Mishnah Berurah says, ushar dvarim, and not other things. You should send food ideally. V'adid mashke, the shaper dummy. Likewise, liquids, drinks, beverages, to send a bottle of wine, that would certainly be acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 41 tells us that various types of light beverages, according to Rav Yashiv Zatzal, dino kemashke would be the same thing as alcoholic beverages. You can fulfill your obligation with that. However, he says, almeme soda, I think he's referring here to seltzer, ain't on dino kemashke. That doesn't have the status over here of being a significant liquid. So if you were to send various types of beverages that are considered significant, you could be yotze with the beverages as well as one of the two items. And the reason for this is the shesia b'chlal achila, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. V'chein sagi b'echad ochel v'echad mashke. Likewise, you can send one ochel and one mashke. And Dershu footnote number 42 has much details further about this ayin shom. Then it says, u'b'inon shiyah min ochel ha-mevushol v'lo bosuchai. When you send it the shalach monos, it should be something that is cooked and not raw meat. Dershu footnote number 43 tells us, ha-shalach ma'echol shalatzorech ha-chanoso. If you're sending something that doesn't really need to be cooked, you just need to, let's say, put hot water on it. For example, if you send some sort of a potato, that all you have to do is add to the flour, the potato flour, some sort of hot water, and that will become the baked potato. So then that is an easy kachanososukala, so that's considered like it's mavushal. Then he says, if you were to send avkas coffee or cocoa, uchadome, if you send coffee or cocoa, not in the full already brewed form, so Yashin Zatzal says, en yotu mizei de chovas Mishloach Monos, that wouldn't fulfill Shalach Monos. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Asal. Shein Menechshav and Lamonet. That's not considered something significant. He says, likewise, if you send various types of spices or tea that aren't eaten necessarily by themselves, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Ein Yotzim Hem Yidei Chovas Mishloach Monos, except Chutz Mishukar Shiroi Lamotso. He sends sugar cubes. Technically, people do suck on that. That would be Yotze. And he says, from the Gemara in Megillah, Sheshochu Zangevil Upilpulim, where they sent various types of ginger and peppers, so that was acceptable. How come it's not acceptable over here? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Sheitochi Shemidu V'tavlinim Rituvim Haruyim L'achila V'niasman. There were certain types of spices that would be able to be eaten by themselves. They were moist and eaten by themselves, as the Gemara in Brachos tells us. And in addition, he says, Yotze Midechovas Mishloach Monos V'nesinas Chometz Habol L'lafes Samaychov. He sent vinegar that which he used to accompany the food, that would also be acceptable. The end of the issue, footnote number 42, he brings out one important idea, and he says, the A Ofen Kiyam Mitzvah, how you actually do the Kiyam of the Mitzvah, so the Kaf Chaim says, you should send both of the monos, the Vasachas, v'lo b'zu achar zu. However, not everybody agrees to that. Ritzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings, Mashra Shein Tzorch L'shloch Osu B'yachad. You could send one item, and then a little bit later, send the other item, that would be acceptable as well. If you put the two items into a kli echad, the Kaf Chaim writes in the name of the Ben Yishchai, shakli mitzarf lemona achas vein kam mishloach monos. That's not considered sending two things if you put them into a kli. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi says sheposhut sheledina ena kli machshivon lemona achas. He says they're two separate things. The kli doesn't make them into one mona. The Yotzim Yisrael did chovas mishloach monos, and he says that's the minog. And there's also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. In any event, getting back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that you have to send things that are already cooked because the Mishloach Monos Haroi Miyad L'Achila Mashba, that you have to send something that is capable of being eaten right then and there. The issue foot number 44 has a number of interesting things as well. What happens if you send something to somebody because they're sick, they can't eat it, or they're on a diet? And he says they're not sure of the kashrus of the item, so they don't eat it. Or you send something to a person that's milchik and he's fleishik until after Pesach, or vice versa. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says in this situation, l'chadchila ein roi l'shalchem. You shouldn't send such a thing l'chadchila. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, shoshaleach dover she'osu l'makabel l'ochlo machas b'yoso, o she'eno somech ha'kashus. So if you send something to somebody who can't eat it because of their medical condition or because they don't trust that kashus, He says, "Befeirush lo yotze hidei chavosa." You're not yotze. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, "Shiyotze hidei chavosa mishloach monos." At monoshenu makabel hamakabel rasher lo ochla mitame brius. Says if you send somebody that's on they're on a low salt diet, you send them a nice salty corned beef. Nevertheless, you would be yotze according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, if you send somebody something that's an iser, for example, stam yenam. So the person who sends it can't drink it. But let's say the person who's getting it could drink because he's a chola, shem bo sakona, and he'd be allowed to drink it. So then the Chacham Shlomo writes that lo yotze de chavosu in that situation as well. And to send somebody something that's sweet, so the Eishel Avraham Mibachach says, yotze de chavosu b'shloch monos, that's acceptable. And the Kappa Chaim says as well, shemina ga'ol b'shloch divir misiko. We send candies, we send that type of food, that's certainly good. And it's brought down the Chayyadam as well, and the Mokar Chaim, Shemitzvah and Amuchar, Lishloch Bosa V'dog Mevushalom. But the ideal type of Shalach Manos is to send meat or fish that already cooked. He then has a discussion, which is very appropriate this year for Eretz Yisrael, where it's a Shemitah year. So he says, can you be Yotzi sending somebody Perish Shvius? I in the rest of the discussion for these details. Back to Mishbur, he says, Yeshomim, the Kevin Shu Shachut, Royalis Bashel Miyad. If you send somebody food that's already shechted and it can be easily cooked, he says, you can be Yotzi with that. Shari, that is permissible. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, again, we read from the beginning, that your chayv l'shloch chaver shtei monos boser o shomine acholim, shenem o shloch monos Yisrael, and that means shtei matonos le'ish echot. The Mishbura says, in Sivkot and Chot, ba'aniyim hikpidu l'shnei aniyim. By matonos l'avyonim, you have to give the two aniyim, because the mitzvah l'chalik, in this situation, you should try to be machalik, to send it to more than one person. And the issue foot number 45 brings down that the reasoning based upon the Bach is Mishiesh lo Meya Zuhuvim Litilaniim, Scharogolu Yoseh, Kishmachalkim le Meyaniim, Mishiachalkul Ani Echorushtaim. If you have $100, so the Rambam taught us this, the Bach brings this down, that it's better to give it out to 100 people $1 than to give 2 people $50. Even though the total amount is the same, so to over here, it's better to give to multiple Anim, even though your total amount may be the same. However, the Mishbura continues, he says, when you're dealing with giving Shalach Manos, Mashayin Kain Ba'oshir, it's enough that you give to one person, and Dirshu footnote number 46 brings down the reasoning over here is the Tam is from the Kappa Chaim. The whole purpose of this is to be Marba Avi Yisrael, and therefore you can accomplish this as well, even sending it to a rich person, but that's why you only have to send it to one rich person in this situation. We continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, and if a person gives more Shalach Manos, it's Meshubach, it's very praiseworthy. Although we had already previously brought down that it's much better if you have a limited amount of money to give more money for Matonos Lavyonim. The Yotzi, the Mitzvah of Shalach Manos, of course, would give more money for Matonos Lavyonim is always preferable. But if a person, Baruch Hashem, has enough to do both, so then to be Marab in both is certainly the ideal. Now, the Chaber continues and says, "Vim ain lo, if a person doesn't have anything, nebuch, he's very poor, so machlev chaveru, so you can give your friend something, and your friend gives you something, and zeshalech lezeh suda, zeshalech lezeh suda, so each of you exchanges the suda with the other one, and this way, each of you did give something, but you got it right back, or get something similar right back. This way, you do fulfill the obligation of shalach monos." The Mishbura explains in Sivkot and Chafalev, "Biyotze yidei chavoso, afapi sholech achakach lesodetzlo, and one can even fulfill this." Even though you didn't go eat by the person, what you just gave him, you're going to go eat by him. Nevertheless, you are Yotze this din by giving it to him. The issue number 50 brings down, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'im Ein Lo is talking specifically, the Kappa Chaim is in the Dayik, Shemish Yesh Lo, if you do have, and you could give Shalach Monos in a different way, then you shouldn't just exchange, say, I'll give to you, you give to me, and then we'll eat by each other. So you can't do something like that. It should be a Matana Gemura, B'li Chalif in the normal situation. What about boys in the yeshiva? They really don't have anything. So Rabbi Yashar Zatzal says, "Yicholim lahakliv zem zeh samono shemikal in the yeshiva." Whatever they give them in food for yeshiva, they can exchange it with each other, and in this way, they fulfill the mitzvah, even though it's technically not really theirs. The issue footnote number 51 brings down, can you do this with a tznai amunas lahachzir? He says that's very questionable, but then he brings down, if you're invited to somebody else's house, can be yotzi the mitzvah in that situation. So the Lecha Mishnah brings down, in that situation, that in fact, according to Rashi, Yotzei Dechova, you would fulfill your obligation. And this is also the opinion of the Daki Moshe, the Ramah, in the Tur. The King Kosov of Lavushi Srat says the same thing. And then he brings down, however, that others disagree. And he says that that's not called sending it. So therefore, how could you be Yotzei? And therefore, some suggest that in this situation, the Kafa Chaim, for example, writes, Shamazmin Eschaveru Lesodetzlo, if you're inviting somebody to your house, so best to go and say, in this situation, take two macholim in your hand and say, with this I'm Yotzei, the mitzvah, Shalach Monos, and give it to him. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav yesh lishloach monos biyom v'lo b'layla. The mitzvah shalach monos is ideally fulfilled during the daytime and not during the nighttime. It is bound from the Rosh in Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chavbeis tells us, V'uadin matonos lov yorim. Same thing applies to matonos lov yorim. Unless, in lo shekiyem ha-mitzvah, the shiluach monos li'ish echad matonos l'shei avyorim b'yom, unless you've already fulfilled the mitzvah during the daytime, and then in nafkamina b'meshuot zolosev b'layla. Then, if you want to add it on more at night, no problem in doing so to be marbe. The issue footnote number 52 brings down. If you send before Purim the Shalach Monos, you send it with Amazon, you send it with Federal Express, and he only gets it on Purim. So the Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Zayin says, in the name of the Yad Aaron, Shadas Notesh Yotze Dichovoso. He says, in fact, you are Yotze in this situation. And this is also the opinion of the Das Torah and Rav Yashiv, both Zatzal. On the other hand, the Archa Shulchan disagrees. He says, you're not Yotze Yehovah. Why? Kivish HaMitzvah Lishloach B'Purim. The mitzvah is to send it on Purim, and you didn't send it on Purim. Albeit he received it on Purim, but you didn't send it on Purim. And furthermore, he says, She'ikra Tam Shom Mishloach Monos Mishom Simcha. You're supposed to get Simcha on Purim from sending it. Ukisha Mishloach Monos Magia B'Purim and Lisholeach Simcha. The fact that it arrived the Purim, you're not getting the Simcha at that moment in time. The Ben Ish Chai adds, and he writes, "She's a totally b'tamim shal mitzvah shalach monos." The whole question, can you be yotzi by sending it before Purim, if it arrives on Purim, is totally on the two different possibilities as to why we send shalach monos. And he says, "Im atamu mishum ribui av v'reyos." If the whole purpose is to expand love amongst Chai Yisrael, that it should cause more avo and reyos and friendship, so tzorich shemaisa shlichus shemore al kach yase b'Purim. Then you have to do it on Purim. However, if the reasoning is Kadesh Tiyah Makabal Sudas Purim, if the purpose is that the person should get Shalach Monos so he can have Sudas Purim, so then as long as he gets it on Purim, that would be adequate. Then he adds, Mishamino Kodim Purim Shaliach Shiyashalech Bishalom Mishalach Monos B'Purim. If you set a messenger to go and deliver your Shalach Monos for you on Purim, so then the Aruch HaShulchan writes that yes, you are Yotzi in that situation. Mishum Shishaluch Shalavdim Kamosu. It's as if you sent it yourself on Purim. Then he asks an interesting question. If a Ben Yudalit sends to a Ben Tezvav, so you're a person living in a normal city, and you send it to your friend in Yerushalayim, and he gets it on your dalid when you send it. So you send it on your dalid, which is good for you, and he eats it on Tesvav. So the Eishel Avraham writes, you would fulfill your obligation in this situation. Why? Because the one who sent it got the hana on your dalid of sending it, and the one who waited ate it on Tesvav. And that would be adequate. On the other hand, not everybody agrees with this. The Rabbeinu Meir Simcha brings down She'ein Yotzi Midei Chovos Mishloach Monos El Ben Yudalit Ben Yudalit or Ben Tesvav Ben Tesvav. You can only be Yotzi the Mitzvah by giving it to somebody who's celebrating Purim the same day you are. And this is also the opinion of Chazon Ish, who writes V'chein Ben Yudalit Shosholach Ben Tesvav V'lo Yigil Yodu El Ben Tesvav. He brings down in the Chidushe Rabbeinu Meir Simcha Shalo Yotzi Midei Chovos. So even then, you're not Yotzi. Rav Yashiv himself says, "Shlachatzi l'tzorch ben yedalit li'tein l'ben yedalit ben tezvav l'ben tezvav, but b'di'eved yotzei dechovah v'chol ha'ofanim." Says, if you didn't do this in that way, you'd be yotzei b'di'eved. Then he says, "Umisha sholach b'purim, avol hamishloach higil chavir lachar purim." You sent it on Purim, but he gets it the day after Purim, the next day, 2 days later. So the Das Torah brings down in the name of the Shelis Shuvas Maria Sad, "Sheparsha sholo yotzei dechovah." How could you be yotzei if you didn't get it? Unless in Kenzicha B'Purim es Mishloach Monos L'Bekabel, if somebody was mezakit to him on that day, so then even though he didn't come into his possession, if somebody was mezakit for him, they would be yotzei. Then he says, "Umisha Shalchol Mishloach Monos V'Kiblu B'nei Beisu Avuro." If you send Shalach Monos and somebody's household accepted it, but he wasn't in the house, the one that you sent it to, so the Chashulchan writes, "Lo yotzei dei Hasholeach idei Chavaso." The one who sent it wasn't yotzei because the person who was supposed to receive it didn't get it. Says at a minimum, you have to have it go into his hand, or at least he has to be aware that his family got it for him. The issue for number 53 brings down from the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, "Imlo shekiyem mitzvah." If you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, then you can be yotzei by giving more shalach manos and matonos l'vyodim at nighttime. Mashma shemashu kosev sheyochol osif l'itein mishalach manos matonos l'vyodim b'layla kavadaso leil tezvav. Obviously, he's talking about leil tezvav. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky zatzal asks, "Shari yamar shekosev sheyesh l'shalach manos b'yom v'lo b'layla kavadaso shalom b'leil yudalit." He wasn't talking about the tezvav. He was talking about yudalit. So here you're talking about leil tezvav, and the Rama was talking about leil yudalit. So he brings down Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, "She's tov sofet mishlo bura, u'makom lo shekiyem, tzorch lomar im lo sheyekayem So he changes the gears over here because he says it's talking about Tezvav. So the only way that could be correct would be say if he's not going to fulfill tomorrow the mitzvah, then he's not yotzi tonight. But if he's going to fulfill tomorrow, then he can give more tonight. Back to our mother. Ramah says, "Imsholech monos l'reiyu." If he's sending shalach monos, we in a rosa l'kablam, but the guy doesn't want to receive them. Amochalo, he says, "It's keilu his kabalti." As the Mishnah Berurah says, "It's sifkot chov gimu." Rosa l'omer, "Shomer hareni keilu his kabalti." It's if I got it. And Dirshu foot number 54 adds, "V'mashaliach ivdem." If the one who was supposed to deliver it lost it before it got to him, so Yerach Hashulchan says, "Certainly you're not yosi in that situation. You can't say keilu his kabalti if it's already lost." In any event, if the person who you sent it to doesn't want to accept it, or he says it's as if I got it, so then yotze. Then the Ramah says you are in fact yotze, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavdala tells us a prichodosh cholik hazeh v'chein chasam sofer b'simin kufzadik dalav mitali hazeh. Both the prichodosh and the chasam sofer are surprised at this psak of the Ramah that you yotze, and the issue footnote 55 explains shetoma. He's surprised because this should be totally on the two reasons that we said that you give shalach manos. If it's because the person needed it for the suda, so then lo mobil mechila. How does it help that he's moichel? Says it's kilu his kabalti. He doesn't have the suda, even if he has other food for the suda, but you didn't give it to him. And if the reason is because of ribui av over reyus, like we said, so then im kain given shesholach. The Herer Chavibaso, since he did say he was sending it to him, and the guy said, it's as if I got it. He says, no, I don't want to accept it, thank you. So then he was Yotze, so that way he would be Yotze. But their question is, how did the Ramah suddenly decide what the answer is? How come the Ramah is now making the decision that it's totally on the fact that it's being Ribui Avo Vireyas and not the idea that it's Shum Tzorche Hasu'uda? So he says, "Mashba shegam latam shel sorchei suda yosi yedei chova b'mechila." So even if you need it for the suda, he says it must be the levush writes that you yotze with the other reason, even if you're not yotze with the reason of the suda. Then we go back to Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'ishol chayevus matonos levyonim." A woman is also obligated to give matonos levyonim and umishalach monos kiish, just like a man, she has to give matonos levyonim and shalach monos. Mishbur says in Sivkot Nuchavhei, the reasoning is shekulon yobiosa neis. Women were also included in the neis. Utzrich lismach l'sameach levyonim. She also has to be mitsameach the poor people. And it also says uksiv kimu kiblu ayude v'gomer. All the Jews were accepting this. We got noshim b'chlal, and women were included. Then he brings down the cause of a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, "Lo ra'isi nizar mazeh." We're not. I don't see people being so careful that women should send shalach monos. Instead, their husbands send on their behalf. So he says, "V'efshe dafku be'almona." Maybe this is talking specifically about an almona, Nebuch, the widow. She doesn't have a husband, so therefore she has to do it herself. "I will isha she'esh labal." If a woman has a husband, "Bala b'shalach b'shvelo," the husband can send on her behalf l'cham anashim to many different people. Nevertheless, he says, "Yesh l'achmir." But nevertheless, you should be machmir. We'll explain what this means in a second. The issue foot number 56 says, "V'adin banu v'vnos v'agdol m'smucho shuchano." If you have older children that are dependent upon you, Nissan Khalid says that you can be yotzi them by sending on their behalf. It's not that she's yotzi because of ishto kegufo, the yotzi because he sent it on their behalf. In any event, ideally, they should send it themselves. The issue foot number 57 says, how could the husband send it to men on his wife's behalf? We're going to learn in a moment that you don't send from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. It's not proper. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal both say that this is acceptable because in this situation, you're sending it on behalf of the whole family, so to say, and just like if you send to a family, it's not a problem of a man sending to a woman, it's your family sending to their family, therefore it's acceptable. The Mishnah concluded, and he said, he says you should be machmir. What does this mean? As I said, so Dishu foot number 58 brings down, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, Sha'isha, in this situation, Tzrich Levakish Mibalo, Shimchol Law, Al Hamonos, Kedesh Shehein, Yu Shalah, that she should ask the husband to give it to her, so to say, to be Meichel on it and say that it's hers, and this way she can go and send it. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it's not necessary. He says the husband doesn't actually have to be machmir to her in this situation. You don't have a din of lochem by shalach manos. Ela kavana so is shabal tzorich lishloch bishvila uladia lo shushleach bishvila. He should tell his wife, I'm sending this on your behalf, and to be modia to the people that are accepting it, that is from her. Ramah continues, he says, v'isha tishlach l'isha v'ish l'isha. A woman should send to a woman, a man should send to a man, because otherwise it's improper. As Dirshu foot number 59 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that it ends in no, it's improper. You shouldn't do something that would be makar of a man to a woman. Albeit, he brings down that a husband could be the shaliach, so to say, for his wife to go bring it over there. That's not a problem. The Ramah adds and he says, another reason is shalo yavo ish l'shloach le'amon, a man shouldn't send to a widow, v'yavo l'idei safi kiddushin. It would look like chas hashom, he was being makadisher, avo matonos l'avyonim en l'achosh. But in regards to giving gifts to a poor person, we don't have this concern. Mishabur explains, sivkot n'chavav, shiomri shazeh savlados, she'achal kiddushin. This might be considered a present after the kiddushin. Kashin hashem ha'kitsha, krab ibn e'edim en l'fanenu. And they might be suspected they actually married when they're really not. But by Maton Slavion, you don't be concerned. Sivkon Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Is there a heavy b'mos v'lechel mechush l'svon?" You should not be concerned with money. And even if you give a Michael, no, see, levy Michael who dare tztok it to do tztok of in derech savonis, it wouldn't look like a present for kiddushin. With this, we conclude this beautiful siman tovri sadi hey and today's shir.